Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. This week is the week that takes us back to the event of more than 2,000 years ago when Jesus was about to fulfill many scriptures as it was his last week before he went to the cross. Manje, this week was the week of his triumphal entry to Jerusalem. As we open our Bibles in Matthew 21, we are reading from verse 1 until 4, but we'll keep on touching and explaining some of the verses. Now let us read. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount Olive, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you'll find a donkey tied there with a colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to the daughter of Jerusalem, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Manje silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu lapho. Now this verse 1 is mentioning two places, which is Bethphage and the Mount Olive. We need not to overlook these ngani ngoba they reveal a lot that we'll understand about in this chapter. Manje, as we read about Bethphage, it is important to know that the meaning of a name Bethphage, it means the house of unripe figs. A fig tree is one of the important trees in the Bible. The first time we read about it, stories ka Adam no Eva, when they took the leaves of a fig tree to cover their nakedness. Also, we read about the instruction given to Hezekiah, uma egula, for him to apply the paste of a fig tree in his wound in order to be cured. Furthermore, siyafunda ngayo I fig tree, ngozekayos or tax collector, o wathi make funa ukubona uJesu Kristo, he climbed the fig tree in order to see Jesus. Now, again, we read ngendaba kaNathaniel, owaye one of the first disciples of Jesus Christ, ukuthi he was seated under the fig tree when Jesus was able to spot him. And he said to him, "You are the pure Israelite." And another one is a taller fig tree, ukuthi uAmos, umsebenzi wakhe, was to tend the fig trees. Manje, last but not least, sithola ukuthi a fig tree is a national tree ka Israel, even namanje. Now, as the verse 1 mentioned nge Bethphage, ukuthi the meaning of Bethphage is the house of unripe figs. And this verse takes us to verse 17 and 19 of the same chapter. He left them and went out of the city to Bethany. And the meaning of Bethany la, it means the house of figs. Now it was necessary for Jesus Christ ukuya eJerusalem, but also it was necessary for Jesus Christ ukuthi angalale eJerusalem kodwa alalele eBethany. Ngani? Ngoba iJerusalem yile ndawo number 1 esibona ukuthi ukuya kwakhe lapha, it was to go and fulfill the scripture ka Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, la esithi, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Now, Jesus Christ couldn't come riding in a horse because a horse symbolizes a war and a donkey symbolizes peace. Manje, it was necessary also Jesus Christ ukuthi aye Jerusalem. Ngani? Ngoba this week, in order ukuthi azozipresenta eJerusalema as the lamb of the Passover. Ngani? Ngoba in the Jewish culture at that time, they were in a process nabo. Babelungiselela iPassover. And uma sifunda khona lapha ku verse 12 ukuthi uJesu Kristo entered the temple area. La wathola bethengisa izimvu bethengisa amajuba bethengisa konke. Ngani ngoba they were preparing nabo iviki elizayo elePasika. And at the same time into bebeyenza eyayicanula uJesu Kristo ngaphandle kwemessage yokubatshela ukuthi manje the really Passover it's me. But manje okunye bebeyenza they were overcharging people ngaso sena leso sikhathi. Manje ilapho futhi uJesu Kristo wayefulfilla iprofesi kaIsaiah 56 verse 7. La athi Isaiah, my house will be called the house of prayer. Manje, this week is the week of remembering all what Jesus Christ did ngalelo viki before he went to the cross and seeing the prophecy as fulfilled coming to pass as atshelwa kudala even nento uNkulunkulu ayikhuluma lapha ku Genesis chapter 3 uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nge seed of a woman that will crush the head of a snake. Manje sekufike leso sikhathi ukuthi the seed of a woman engu Jesu Christ who is a seed who will crush that lento uma esiphambanweni. Ku verse 17 tells us that Jesus Christ spent the night in Bethany. Manje iBethany uJesu Kristo indawo ebenama acquaintances khona ebenabantu abajwayele indawo leyo esithola ukuthi kuJohn chapter 12 lifundeka kanje. 6 days before Passover Jesus arrived in Bethany where Lazarus lived. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about half a liter of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it at Jesus' feet and wiped Jesus' feet with her own hair. This was another event eyenzeka a few days before uJesu Kristo kube yilanga lokuya esiphambaneni. Manje, what we need to appreciate is that all the efforts ezenza kayo kulelo viki, we need mina nawe to appreciate them. Ngani ngoba zonke lo ma effort nalawo ukuthi lo mfazi ayogcoba uJesu Kristo, it was for our benefit. Yiko lokhu kwelinye kwenye verse uJesu Kristo athi lo mfazi kuyokhulunywa ngawo even in the future. Manje ku Matthew 11 sifunda ukuthi early in the morning as he was on his way back to the city, that city is told to Jerusalem, uJesu Kristo wabona the fig tree on the road. And the Bible tells us, verse 18 to 19, Gaya yenu Matthew chapter 21, ukuthi uJesu Kristo waya kuleso sihlahla, ngani ngoba ebona amaqabunga aso elihlaza, wathi uma kefika kuso, wathi uma kethu wathola ukuthi akuna mafruits. Manje, what we learn here is that in a at a distance, it gave a false impression. Ngama leaves awo, amaqabunga ayo alihlaza. But uma as approacher, bekungekho lutho. Manje, it is so, again, with many people. At a distance, they can give a false impression. But the more you spend time with them, the reality of who they are will surface. Just like Abba Pharisee, uJesu Kristo lana. As uJesu Kristo told his disciple and the crowd, what? The Pharisees and the teachers of the law are expecting the law of Moses. So obey everything they teach you, but don't do as they do. After all, they do one thing, they say one thing and do something else. What ibona bama expect of the law? Kodwa bakhuluma okunye bese benza okunye. Manje lana uJesu Kristo nakhona, it was a symbol yokuqalekisa a false impression. Ukuthi manje kubonakala ngazuthi kukhona ithelo kanti ithelo azikho. So was that tree. It deceived many who were hungry abebedlula lapho ngoba lithi lesi sihlahla sasendleleni manje uJesu Kristo is was good for him ukuthi askese from the roots manje here uJesu Kristo dealt with a deception. If he had not cursed that tree, it would have deceived many. And this now is a lesson for me and you. Egule passage. Uguti, if we need to address izinto, we need to address it deception before it spreads and before it takes a root. Manje, the deception of a fig tree takes us back to the time ka Adam no Eva. When they tried to cover their nakedness, uNkulunkulu dealt with that by removing those leaves and start to cover them with a garment skin by shedding the blood. And that symbolizes the blood which will be shed on Calvary. Ngoba asikwazi thina ukuzikhavara izono zethu. Kodwa uNkulunkulu futhi akazikhavara uNkulunkulu ususa altogether. Manje kuverse 9. A scripture sethu we read siyafunda ukuthi the crowd they followed Jesus shouting Hosanna to the son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This verse was fulfillment of the prophecy lapha ku Psalm 118 ku verse 26 elithi blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When we started we mentioned two places, Ibeshim ne Mount Olives. Manje, iGethsemane is located on the feet of Mount Olives. There are olive trees lapho as about more than 500 years. Ngikhuluma lokhu ngoba I travel Israel, it's now 9 years every year. Siya savinjwa nje ukuba kube khona le COVID-19. But manje, kukhona izihlahla lapho as na more than 500 years. Manje, when uJesu Kristu stood on Mount Olives and gave the instruction kubafundi bakhe ukuthi they must go ahide bayothatha ini lelo donkey, Jesus Christ also was standing on the authority. He was standing on the promise. When you are standing on an authority, you have power to authorize. Manje uma sifunda uZachariah 14, verse 14, it says, on that day, his feet will stand on Mount Olive, east of Jerusalem, and Mount Olives will split into two, from the east to the west. Now, this prophecy was for them, for Lesos Kati, and again, this prophecy was for the future, uma uJesu Kristu ezobuya okwesibili. Manje lapho yiloko uJesu Kristu wayemile, and again leyo ndawo futhi yile uJesu Kristu uma enyukela phezulu eya ezulwini ngesikhathi se-ascension wanyukela ekuleyo ndawo leyo. Manje there is interesting about i-point ngaleyo ndawo leyo is that izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuba Efeso chapter 4 verse 8 ithi when he ascended on high he took many captives and gave to his people. Manje lapo in Ephesians 4. It is where lapa sifunda ukuthi uJesu Kristu he gave a gift to the apostle, some to the prophet, some to the evangelists, and some to the pastors and the teachers. Manje now some people say, sesiphuma kancane endleleni. They say there were only 12 apostles, but let us understand that in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, it tells us that uJesu Kristu, he called the 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive evil spirits and heal every sick diseases. Then in verse 2, it says, verse 2, manje liyajikalisathi then the disciple, it is the 12 apostles. Manje yaqala yanikeza amagama lobo ba 12 apostles. Manje this was before uJesu Kristu eya esiphambanweni. After uJesu evukile kwabafileyo, uthi authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go to all nations. Manje the focus now was about the nations, not one nation engu Israel. That is why iNkulunkulu lithi when he ascended on high, he gave gifts to the people, and some of them were apostles. And uma sibheka just the meaning of apostle, it just means the sent one. There's nothing but to say the sent one. Ngoba umuntu ongumpostoli is a person ongekho established ebandleni. Is a person uNkulunkulu amthathamisa ngale nangale. And at the same time, umuntu okwazi ukuqala ibandla. And at the same time, umuntu okwazi ukcorrecta uma into iwrong. Ngoba siyabona nompostoli uPauli ebenza ukuthi manje uma uPetro ekhuluma into ewrong ebengalindi ukuthi amcorrecta kuphi emaceleni ebemcorrecta in the spot lapho enze khona into ewrong. Manje umuntu ongayazi lento uzobona ngazuthi manje why lo muntu make corrector kufanele ukuthi acorrectele eceleni. Umuntu okhuluma into uyikhuluma phambi kwabantu kufanele ilungiswe phambi kwabantu. Manje this is the work of an apostle. Umuntu osetshenziswa eyintweni eyiningi akaconcentrate-anga as a teacher ukuthi athitshe abantu. Uyathitsha, uyashumayela, uyathitsha, uyavangela, wenza yonke lento. Manje lithi this only means the sent one. But akukho nto eqalwayo ngani ngoba lithi izikaNkulunkulu sakhelwe phezu kwesisekelo sabaprofethi nabapostile. Why abaprofethi? And again lana bayamenshinwa. In the Old Testament, siyazi ukuthi izikaNkulunkulu lapha kuncwadi kaPetro iyasho ukuthi abapostoli the prophets bebesearcha bebona lento ezokwenzakala in the future. And again lithi leli lizwi lapha kuncwadi kaPetro konke ababekwenza bebengazenzeli bebenzela thina abazayo. Manje ke siyabona uJesu ukuthi emile on top of the Mount Olive kulapho wa instruct abantu ukuthi hambani nebatshele bakhulule idenki. And at the same time kuyile ndawo ozathi seke vuka kwabafileyo aphinde eme lapho ukukhuphukela ezulwini. Kuyile ndawo ekubhiliva ukuthi make buya uzobuya ame khona lapho. Manje uyazi the interesting thing engekho eBhayibhileni but eyenzakalayo kwa-Israel manje. Most of the graves kwa-Israel zilaphaya enzansi kwe-Mount Olives. Those people, they believe ukuthi uma ebuya okwesibili uMesaya bafuna ukuthi babe wobokuqala bona. It's just kuthiwani ingcabango zabo. But ke manje ngithanda ukusho ukuthi kubalulekile yayibaluleke iMount Olive even in the Old Testament. And kuyilapho uma sifunda uJohn chapter 8 esithola ukuthi uJesu makazoya eGethsemane wahamba walikhuphuka iMount Olive wehlela kuphi eGethsemane. Manje uma sithola even the word Gethsemane it means the pressing kula uJesu Kristu apreswa khona. Manje sifunda manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha ku-Second Samuel ku-chapter 15. Ngithanda ukuthi sibone ukuthi iMount Olives yayikhona and no Davide lithi lapha but David continued up to the Mount Olives weeping as he went covered and he was a barefoot. All people with him covered their heads too and were weeping as they went up. Now David had been told, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. So David prayed, O Lord, turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness. When David arrived on top of the summit, where people used to worship God, siyayibona ke manje, ukuthi on top of the Mount Olive, it's where people used to worship God. And this is the place also where Jesus Christ stood there and gave the instruction. And this is the also place when Jesus Christ ascended on high. It was when he gave the five folds. And this was the place ezophinde abuye. Manje, this is the Bible tells us lapha. Ukuthi manje, when David arrived at the summit where people used to worship God, Hushai and Akonogo was there to meet him. His robe torn and dust on his feet. David said to him, if you go with me, you will be a burden to me. But you return to the city and say to Absalom, I'll be your servant or a king. siyambonga uNkulunkulu lana bengizama nje ukuthi sibone ukuthi uwaligibela uDavide njengoba uJesu emephezukwayo iMount Olive noDavide ngokwayo wema phezukwayo manje kuleli viki yivike libaluleke kakhulu elibalulekele kimi nawe. Sometimes singalithatha kancane kodwa ziningi izinto ezenzakala ezaziqomene noJesu Kristu. Ziningi nemibhalo eyayigcwalisekile khona kuleli viki. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Yiviki bangcwele. Ah, haleluya. Elisisa la uNkulunkulu wayethembise khona. Yiviki elibalulekile. Engithi manje leli viki kufanele ukuthi sizibuyise sikhumbuzane ukuthi manje kokwenzekani kuleli viki ukuze sikhumbule umsebenzi uJesu Kristu azowenza esiphambanweni. Yilo leli viki bangcwele esizothi kuleli viki elilandelayo, then we are going to talk more about iFriday yakhona. Manje it was on a Thursday uJesu Kristu uma ethathwa beyodla iLast Supper. It was on a Thursday yalo naleli viki la uJesu Kristu eyovalelwa. May God richly bless us. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.